All right, Dylan Wright, not the designations you wanted to have, but a good second moto for sure. I think you got 10th. Put you on the map, rode really well. I mean, honestly, I feel like you could have done, had you not fallen, that's where you belong, and that's a good finish.
Yeah, like you say, good second moto. Not the first moto we wanted. Ended up on the ground early, just caught my pegs over the wall jump, yeah. Went right over the bars.
Got guy plowed into you.
Yeah, I got plowed into about 3 times, and then I was stuck on the ground, stuck under a guy's bike. My gear was all shredded and caught in his foot peg. And then I couldn't get the bike started because my start device was all smashed. So, yeah, way she goes.
You pulled in, right? I think you pulled in?
Yeah, well, I pulled in to straighten something out and get some goggles because when the guy landed on me, he ripped my whole goggles right off my head. So, yeah, way she goes. It's motocross. Right. It happens. And especially in the conditions like our first moto, it you never know what's going to happen.
You're not hurt, though, from that? Like, it looked pretty violent, but you're all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm Canadian. We bounce up, but a little sore, not going to lie there. But, yeah, we'll live to fight another day.
This is your second moto. Yeah, great job. Tony got you kind of middle to late of the race, but you held it pretty good.
Yeah, Tony got me. I feel like we find each other all the time when we're racing. We're just kind of about the same speed. Like, he'll get me, and then I'll kind of pace him behind him, and then we were catching Ruben there, which is another really good friends of mine. So I was hoping, you know, we'd have a battle. But then I screwed the sand rollers up real bad the one lap, and I lost like 3 seconds. And I kind of lost the toe. But, yeah, all in all, I'm happy with that moto. It's a good way to finish day for Team Canada. We had a little bit of a rough one today, but end on a good note.
Yeah, it does suck. Again, me, I'm cheering for Canada. Had all shit go wrong today.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like your moto. That's cool. We can hang our hat on that, right? I mean, top 10 in the world, so.
Yeah, exactly. Got to be happy with that. I mean, I'm happy with where my speed and stuff's at. Now just get a little bit of recovery in and see what we can do for next year, see what happens.
It'd be nice for you to get a dry designations, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, I feel like my Saturday moto is good. My speed's good. But then, man, some of these Euro guys are just good in this stuff. Like, we're not as used to it, but they're just, you know, hats off to them. They're good in it, and I think USA won, so hats off to US. They killed the drought, and yeah, hopefully I can get out and ride some more of these boys. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you back. I mean, you'll be riding for Canada for a while for sure. Was it as miserable as it seemed, or was it? Did you have fun? Were you able to have fun? I mean, yeah, you got plowed into and all that, but were you able to have fun out there?
Yeah, the first moto, not fun. It was very miserable because then I ended up going down again halfway through because my front brake locked up. It was a struggle. But, yeah, we rebounded the second one. The second moto was fun. Just, you know, I was up battling with the guys that I should be battling with. And
it started raining pretty good, though, during your moto.
Yeah, and I didn't actually run the rimmed tear-offs from Oakley because I'm just not used to them. I don't run them enough. So I was running normal tear-offs, and I was like, oh, dang, don't rain too hard because they're going to start getting between. But, yeah, we got it done. That moto was a lot funner. It was enjoyable.
All right, thanks, man. Good job, and we'll see you later.
All right, thank you, Steve.